T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Dude, I'm watching the news coverage and I-25 north of Denver is nasty and gnarly.
Yeah.
Man. Fort Collins, all that. It's Loveland.
But what you're watching there, you notice who's there, who's always in the eye of danger.
Yes, it's Jim Hooley.
Fox 31's Jim Hooley, man. That guy is tough.
You guys north of Denver are getting way different weather than we are here in the Denver Tech Center.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks really
crazy. We're getting nothing.
Yeah, it's just kind of lame.
Nothing at all.
Nothing. Yep. Also, eastbound Vail Pass is closed, and there's traction laws from Georgetown to Silverthorne. So just keep that in mind. All right, here we go. A few things to get to. We were talking about Ellen earlier this morning. I guess Woody Harrelson was on Ellen. I didn't see it yesterday. But, boy, that guy is a stoner, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He even appears stoned when he's not stoned. I guess if he's not stoned.
I think he's always stoned. I'm pretty sure he's always stoned.
He sure acts it.
Here is what he had to say about that.
Now, I heard that a lot of your castmates are saying that it's dangerous to smoke the marijuana that you travel with because it's very, very strong.
I've had a lot of people say that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you don't want to half step, you know?
See, he sounded high, didn't he?
He didn't even know he was on the Ellen show.
Well, he always sounds that way.
He says,
even when he's doing characters in movies, he always looks it. He always sounds it.
He is a little loopy, yeah.
He does. Joaquin Phoenix already is thinking about Joker, the sequel. Here he is.
I wouldn't have thought this is my dream role, but now, honestly, I can't stop thinking about it. About, is there something else with Joker that might be interesting?
Heck, he sounds high.
Or like he's stuffed up. I don't know.
They're all high.
That's crazy. These are great clips, Madel. I think I'll get all the stoners for Jamie today. That'll be the clips today. Here's one guy I know that's not stoned, and that's Garth Brooks. By the way, did you see that he is building houses with Jimmy Carter? Did you see what happened to Jimmy Carter?
I did.
Holy crap. Is that guy the most amazing man on the planet?
You know, he may be the only guy on the planet that's tougher than Jim Hooley.
Yes.
He might be.
I agree with
this
you.
This guy falls like every week. He's the former president, Jimmy Carter.
Wow.
He falls, but he survives it every week.
Yeah, he does.
He comes back strong. He's 95 years old. He just turned 95 like 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know how many stitches he got, but some like 10, and he has a black eye, and he's back out there building houses.
He looks like that he was in a boxing match and somebody beat the you-know-what out of him.
Yeah, he really does. Poor guy. But, man, he's a tough one. Anyway, Garth Brooks talks about how he and former President Jimmy Carter are volunteering this week to build 21 homes.
We started with Katrina and the recovery project there. It's been a joy. You're going to come here and you're going to get a feeling like you're not going to get anywhere else. So these people show up with a great attitude, even though it's 6 a.m. They show up with a fabulous attitude because they know they're going to walk out of here feeling better than when they came here. And I'm back here every year not because of them. I'm back here every year because of me. This brings me something that nothing else can.
This is like Garth's quest in life, because when you go to one of his concerts, often he mentions this.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. He's been doing this for a long time.
I think it would be really satisfying, don't you?
I really do. Yeah. He and Jimmy Carter teamed up years ago, and they've probably have built hundreds of homes.
Do you remember when our whole company did it?
Yeah, Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah.
That's what we did. We spent a day out there.
Ella?
You there?
Yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah. I can name the day.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Huh. Nothing?
I won't, though.
Right.
I don't want to, brag.
Exactly. Then it seems like it's about you.
Then it seems, it's not about me.
Yeah. We were just going to keep it on the down low.
Yeah. I'm surprised you brought it up. I'm really surprised.
Really surprised.
I'm shocked.
Brie Larson says, oh, this is your worst nightmare.
Oh, no, what?
Oh, my God. So Brie Larson says, and you hate this, and it's not because you're sexist. It's just, let me explain.
They don't work.
It's all Marvel woman, all, you know, a Marvel movie with all women.
Fans, the viewers, they want an all-female Marvel film. Is that something that has been truly discussed and will happen?
I will say that a lot of the female cast members from Marvel walked up to Kevin and we were like, we are in this together and we want to do this.
Yeah, can't wait.
All the chick characters making one movie.
I've been on this tear from the very beginning. They don't work. Here's what I don't understand.
Yeah, the all-female Ghostbusters totally smashed it.
How about Ocean's 11?
Totally smashed it, too.
You know, where do they find the investors for this?
Well, the only difference is these are already pre-made characters. So the pre-made characters would come into a movie. Would that help you?
You just got to come up with a story.
Okay, so how many characters are we talking?
I don't know, 5, 10.
I mean, who do you got? Wonder Woman? Is that a Marvel?
I don't know.
I mean, see, what's DC. The list? It really depends on what the list is.
What are Marvel chicks? Anybody? Anybody got some
Marvel chicks?
Marvel
chicks.
There's Madel. Captain Marvel. And there's Captain Marvel. And
his wife.
Oh, it's Scarlett Johansson's character. I can't remember what she's called.
Yeah, she has the two ponytails, doesn't
so
she?
So we have one.
From Avengers, yeah. I don't think there's
and
a
then,
lot.
You're such a big fan,
and
too.
And the other guy's wife.
Oh, She-Hulk?
Right.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. Gamora.
Yeah. Spider-Girl.
I think.
Knight.
Black Widow. She-Hulk.
Yeah. Gwen Stacy. She's Spider-Gwen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you proved my point.
Wow.
Google's an amazing thing.
I thought maybe it would help if they were already pre-made characters, you know, and then they got into them.
None of those are big characters. I mean, they were just like, you know, side characters in movies. They weren't the stars.
Well, Captain Marvel was, but the rest of them, yeah.
Yeah, the rest
side
of them.
Characters.
Yeah.
I think that someday you should just binge watch the Ghostbusters female edition, the Ocean's 11 female edition.
Yeah, they really bombed.
We want to videotape it, though, when you watch it.
Watch it, and just you're going to love it. I heard they're coming out with Magic Meg.
Now, I'd probably watch that.
Yeah. BJ would be first in line.
Yeah.
Right? That's so fantastic.
Now let's do it.
Hey, I'm going to leave the Masked Singer out of Tabloid Trash and do it separately, if that's okay with you.
Oh, boy.
This is such a big show.
It is a big show. So I'm going to leave. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or do you want me to do it
here? We'll do it here coming up in less than 30 minutes.
I know everybody's excited about Masked Singer. So in 30 minutes, we'll talk about it. It will be crazy.
Yeah.
It will be crazy.
What a show.
Matt Lauer has responded to that chick. Okay. So if you don't know, there was this woman, and she wrote this whole thing. Well, it was the author, right, that said that this woman, bad things happened to her with Matt Lauer. Really bad.
A guy named Ronan Farrow, who brought down Harvey Weinstein with his, some publication that he put that in, has also written this about Matt Lauer. Yeah.
And it's with a girl named Brooke Neville. Well,
she was an associate over at NBC back in the day when Matt was out covering the Olympics.
Right. And it even includes the allegations include the R word. I just don't like it, so I don't say it. Anyway, and plus if you have little ones, I don't want them asking because it's just so vile. For 2 years, here's what he said. He wrote this yesterday, okay?
Yeah.
He said, I am done being quiet to protect my kids. He said, for 2 years, the women with whom I've had extramarital relationships have abandoned shared responsibility and instead shielded themselves from blame behind false allegations. They have avoided having to look a boyfriend, a husband, or a child in the eye and say, I cheated. They have done enormous damage in the process, and I will no longer provide them the shelter of my silence. He went on to say that, yes, he was with this Brooke woman, that they had had relations several times, that they had done a lot of different things. He says the only concern she expressed that what someone might see her coming out of the hotel room. She never acted like she was a victim, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
And then he said, we went out of our way to see each other several times, even in my dressing room at work. And at one point, on one of those occasions, we actually, had relations. It showed terrible judgment on my part, but it was completely mutual and consensual. So that's what his statement was yesterday. This is Matt Lauer.
Yeah, his statement yesterday was pretty compelling. Because it, when you look at the background of these two together, not only she's claiming what happened in that hotel room at the Olympics, but she went on to continue to have an affair with this guy for a long time after that. Even going to his apartment in New York City on several occasions. It's in the book.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, and then he also admits it too. If you're so traumatized by the event that happened in that hotel room, then why are you continuing to have a sexual relationship and go into his apartment for many, many months to come? It doesn't make sense, does it?
I'm not going to have a comment about it because I feel like it doesn't work for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying what you know, I think I know, most I people would say.
You're allowed to have your... I stay out of this stuff. It's so touchy that it's not good for me.
Here's what I said 2 days ago when this first broke, and I still believe this 110%. I don't know what happened between those two, but this guy, Ronan Farrow, is a pig. This guy goes out and he searches for people that he can sell books for, okay? He wants to make money. That's all it's about. And he goes find people. He doesn't care what he does, whose name he brings into it, how they look in the book, as long as he can get the story to sell a book.
Yeah. And
everyone's up for grabs.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Here's what she had to say. Brooke Neville, this is her reply to Matt Lauer's statement. She said this: there's a Matt Lauer that millions of Americans watched on TV every morning for 2 decades, and there is the Matt Lauer who this morning attempted to bully a former colleague into silence. His open letter was a case study in victim blaming. I am not afraid of him now, regardless of his threats, bullying, and the shaming and predatory tactics I knew he would and now has tried to use against me. So,
how far they fall.
Man,
holy moly,
so...
Matt Lauer was the man. I mean, if you think about the Today Show, they've gone through so many hosts, guest hosts, all kinds of people over the years. I mean, yeah. We're talking probably 50 of them, right? The one staple on that show was Matt Lauer.
Yeah, it was.
All those years, he's the only guy. He was the centerpiece of the Today Show.
You couldn't even picture the show without him.
No. Well, you can now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you're right. Back in the day, you couldn't. I mean, there was no show without Matt Lauer. And now look at him.
And then I didn't even go into it. Part of his statement was he really kind of went into what they did.
Yeah.
And I was like, Matt, stop.
Yeah, he was trying to just be open and honest. Like, okay, here's what we did. Here's what we did. You know what? And she knows it. And, you know, it's a he said, she said. It's not like it's ever going to be prosecuted because there's no way to prove it one way or the other. It's two people's word against each other.
Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Again.
Yeah, don't tell me.
Oh,
don't tell me. Don't tell me. They were in my heart. Yeah. They were Jack and Diane.
I know.
They were a little ditty, man.
Until she messed up her face with plastic surgery.
Yeah, well.
She did that.
That'll do it.
Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp have apparently called off their wedding again. Man, they're on and off and on and off and on and off and on and off. See, I think here's what the fight is. They said they got in a screaming match and they called off their wedding again.
Yeah.
I think Meg Ryan is probably like, are you kidding me? You're with Christy Brinkley. Ugh. She can't let it go.
Yeah.
I think she can't let it go. You know, you would bring up, like, let's say you were... dating. Oh, what's the one that you like that?
Oh, that Viagra girl.
Yeah, what's her name?
Yeah, Sophia Viagra.
Yeah. So what if you had dated her for like a year?
Oh, yeah.
And then gone back to Lisa? Lisa's bringing her up all the time.
Hell, I'm bringing her up. What are you talking about?
Remember that time we went out to this?
Yeah, I'm going to bring her up.
Oh, my God. Anyway, they said they have massive blow-ups with both of them screaming at each other all the time about different issues that's kept them marrying for all these years. Yeah, so who knows? I don't know. I mean, yep. It's on and off and on and off. It's just crazy.
Yep.
It's just crazy. All right, and then finally for you, I thought of you with this, BJ.
Yeah, what?
It says the average American hasn't made a new friend in 5 years.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
That's because we're all so closed into our circle. What?
That's so far off.
Is it?
Yeah. It's been at least 10.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah.
Wow.
Way more. It's so hard.
Well, hang on a second, though. Think about it. Think about it. Yeah, you're exactly right. Think about it. Take work out of it, okay? Because people come and go to work all the time. And you know what? Spadil's a friend. I could say that Spadil is a friend that I've made in 5 years.
Thank you.
Because he comes to my house. He watches the dogs. He and I have gotten
so
closer.
Sweet.
Yeah. No, right?
Spadil. I could say you're my friend, too.
When I saw this yesterday.
Kumbaya.
The first thing.
He called you a friend, too.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That's very nice.
You guys are kind of leaving out Carson.
Well, I have not worked with Carson that long. I mean, I don't know Carson anywhere near. I mean, Spadil comes to my house. Hell, I know what kind of food I need to buy him when he stays at my house. I mean, that's how close I know him. If Carson came to my house, I'm just imagining kale or something.
Is that a friend or an employee, though?
Ooh. All right, you got to take that out, okay?
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that if I had to just base one person that I've become a friend with over the past 5 years, Spadil would be the person.
Thank you.
Because I know him better than anybody I've met over the past 5 years.
This kind of brings a little tear to my eye. Wait, you're not letting me tear.
How long does it take you to tear? I know you're cold-hearted.
I'm trying to get one in. Trying to get one going.
We could be sitting here for weeks waiting on her to tear, guys.
It's just so sweet. I've never heard you talk so genuine about anybody.
All right, so I'm just saying that would be the person. Now, if you had to take work out of the equation, which I think that's part of the survey here.
Woo! What about Dark Daniel?
I went to lunch with Dark Daniel. I don't know him that well. I like the guy.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't consider, you know, I think when they say friend, they're talking close friend.
Like where they'd come over and fix something.
Yeah. You could call him up when you need a favor. You meet up maybe every couple of weeks or so. Or you go watch a ball game together or something like that. Over the past 5 years.
But here's the question.
I mean, before that, I would say Paul.
Oh, Paul, for sure.
But that was longer than 5 years ago.
But here's the thing. I feel like we're friends, but we never do anything outside of work.
Yeah, we're out of time. We need to move on.
And that's that.
Yeah, we got to go. Are you done? Are you done? Now she's tearing up. Now the tears are flowing.
I'm done.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.